Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Where's the Bitcoin bear market? The Bitcoin price is closely copying old halving cycles. And just 2 years ago today, Bitcoin surged and hit an all-time high of $63,000. And quoting Max Kaiser, when Bitcoin was under $5, I gave Russell Brand 1,000 BTC. He says he lost it. Watch this video of me trying to orange pill Russell Brand in 2014, which is included in the Moon series, which I've been sharing on crypto Twitter. If you haven't checked it out, I highly recommend it. Also in today's show, Montana, right to mine crypto bill passes the house. Let's go. As well as the Ethereum Chapella upgrade has been official. Community celebrates as the update goes live on the main net. And as a result, Ethereum pumped over $2,000. Also breaking news, FTX has recovered $7.3 billion in assets and will consider rebooting the exchange. What in the world? Max's response, regulators are pretending that FTX has billions in assets and they want to relaunch the exchange. Facts. Lots of American politicians have trapped FTT tokens and hope they're hyping this lie so they can exit some FTT tokens and recoup some of their losses. This is next level criminality. Also in today's show, breaking news, Twitter to launch crypto and stock trading in a partnership with eToro, which goes live today. Also, Bitcoin to reach $300,000 to $500,000 per coin in a massive price eruption, according to macro guru Dan Tapiero. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone just tuning in. This is pod episode 1250. I'm your host, JV. Today is April 13th, 2023. And checking out the market watch right here, you can see we are pumping new yearly highs for the King Crypto as well as Ethereum. You can see Bitcoin up 1.6% for the day, trading at $30,500. Ethereum at 2,000 even, up 4.4%. Even Dogecoin is up 6%, trading at 8.7 cents. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the crypto market cap is on the climb above 1.2 trillion with 46.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance also on the climb at 47% even. And the Ether dominance also on the climb at 19.2%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have ARB up 11%, trading at $1.33, followed by Woo up 9.5%, trading just under 26 cents, followed by Aptos up 9%, trading at $12.43. And below that, there's Zcash and Dogecoin. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, FTT, what in the world? It has resurrected like Lazarus from the dead, up 70.9% for the week. Like, whoa. Also, XRD is up about 25% and ARB up 11.3%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 61 in greed. Yesterday, a 65. Last week, a 63. And last month, a 56 and greed. So there you have it. How many of you are enjoying this pump for the king crypto? Let me know in the comments below. And now let's dive into some technical analysis and discuss what's happening. Bitcoin price actions right on track when it comes to sealing new all-time highs. New data suggests a suite of price metrics from on-chain analytics firm Glassnode released on April 11th. Hints that Bitcoin's current halving cycle is playing out in its classic style. That's right, with Bitcoin up over now 80% in 2023 and is far from its 15,600 lows in November of last year. Analysts already considering the role of the next year's block subsidy halving. That's because it's now less than a year away. Set to cut the amount of Bitcoin miners mint per block from 6.25 Bitcoin to 3.1 Bitcoin. The upcoming halving represents an emission decrease exactly like the others that have preceded it. Bets are therefore increasing over the impact of the Bitcoin price performance. Likewise, copying the past halvings, with the event itself acting as a springboard for all-time highs. Send it. Let's freaking go. And a look at Glassnode's figures underscores the similarities of the current halving cycle to the previous ones, which you can see here in this chart. Despite comparatively muted gains in percentage terms, Bitcoin is now trending upward following what increasingly appears to be a bear market bottom. And since its latest all-time high tracking the price action, likewise places this cycle firmly within its historical context. Let's go. Meanwhile, an analysis late last month, data resource Ecoinometrics offered additional insight into recent performance. The new all-time highs are also due, it agreed, bar a macroeconomic recession, distorting the roadmap, quoting them here. Bitcoin's price action suggests a bottom has formed, but with an impending global recession, it's premature to assume. Economic uncertainty will demand increased demand for the safe havens, but Bitcoin still trades very much like a risk asset. Now, as Cointelegraph reported, the belief that the 2024 halving cycle will continue the good times has gone nowhere during the latest bear market. Philby, co-founder of Trading Suite Decent Trader, recently doubled down on his conviction. The Bitcoin's all-time high next cycle will come in 2025 and see a Bitcoin price tag of around $180,000 per coin. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. He notes that as time passes, the Bitcoin price gains will see a tapering effect, smaller comparative gains in percentage terms with each cycle. And it was exactly 2 years ago today, Bitcoin broke out to hit a new all-time high of $63,000. And I remind you, it's only a matter of time before we repeat. And Max Kaiser reminds us, when Bitcoin was under $5, I gave Russell Brand 1,000 BTC. What a good guy, because he also gave Alex Jones 10,000 BTC. Don't you wish you were Max Kaiser's friend back then? And in this video series, To the Moon, I've been sharing on crypto Twitter, it's a 10-part series, and it is absolutely the best Bitcoin program out there to learn about Bitcoin. And this was initially created, I believe, back in 2019. And every day I've been sharing a new episode. Today I release episode 6 called Blockchain Not Bitcoin with special guests Caitlin Long, Simon Dixon, Saifedean Ammas, and Russell Brand. And if you haven't checked it out, I highly encourage you to do so, because it is great, to say the least. And with that being shared, now let's discuss the latest of what's happening with this Montana mining bill. This is actually pretty cool news right here. The bill seeking to enshrine crypto miners' rights in the United States state of Montana successfully passed the third reading in the state's House of Representatives, and now the only thing required to become law is the governor's signature. So step up to the plate, Governor, will ya? Bill number 178, prohibiting local authorities from obstructing the crypto mining operations, was passed during the third reading by 64 votes to 35 on April 12th, just yesterday. The legislation had already passed through the Senate voting in February. It will now make it to the desk of the governor, Greg Gianforte. And while Gianforte has a right to veto the bill, it is unlikely he will do so, as he belongs to the Republican Party, along with the bill's sponsor, State Senator Daniel Zalenkov. The legislation aims to establish a digital asset mining right and forbid any discriminatory electricity rates charged to crypto miners. You better be taking notes, Mr. Biden. And additionally, it seeks to safeguard mining operations that take place at home and remove the authority of the local governments to utilize zoning laws to impede the crypto mining activities. The bill also bars any extra taxes, that's what's up, on using crypto as a means of payment. It categorizes digital assets comprising cryptos, stablecoins, and NFTs as personal property. Love it. The amended bill draft contains one significant change compared with the original, with Section 3 significantly shortened. The old version of Section 3 occupied most of 3 pages and included several articles unrelated to crypto mining. Now Section 3 outlines 3 specific areas limiting the power of the local authorities, including a restriction on imposing different requirements on mining centers from those on data centers. Additionally, authorities cannot prevent crypto mining in industrial areas and private homes. So in early April, a bill protecting crypto miners from discriminatory regulations and taxes passed through the Arizona House of Representatives and Senate, and now also awaits the governor's decision. So looking good here in the United States, at least for some states, such as just mentioned, Montana, Arizona, you know, Wyoming is also very crypto friendly, etc. So hopefully these bills pass and it protects the miners and as well as crypto enthusiasts in the states. Now let's break down our next story of the day, which is on everyone's mind, and that's the Ethereum Shanghai upgrade was successfully completed and now live on the mainnet. And as a result, Ethereum price actually surged, surpassing $2,000 for like the first time in 10 plus months. The much awaited Chapella update on the Ethereum has gone live, paving the way for new features like unstaking of Ether. Community members celebrated with various responses to the newest update on the Ethereum ecosystem. That's right. Chapella is a term the community uses that blends together the Shanghai and Capella and upgrades that happen simultaneously. The hard fork is an important milestone on Ethereum's roadmap, leaving a lot of community members excited for the network's future. Many members of the community offer their congratulations to the developers of the network. Ethereum Foundation researcher Danny Ryan said that while the proof of stake took some time, the loop was finally complete. And at the Chapella watch party hosted by the Ethereum Foundation team, Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin said that the network is now in a really good place. Quoting him here, "We're in a stage where the hardest and the fastest parts of the Ethereum protocol's transition are basically over. Very significant things still need to be done, but those can be done at a slower pace." Meanwhile, crypto singer Jonathan Mann celebrated the new update with another song performance at the Chapella watch party. That's what's up. And while some celebrated the event, others look forward to the network's future. Ethereum community member Anthony Sassano reminded the community that the next major feature would be EIP 4844, which aims to enhance the scalability of rollups on the Ethereum blockchain. Meanwhile, blockchain analytics firm Glassnode expects that even though the Chapella update will unlock staked ETH, less than 1% are planning to sell, so you don't have to worry about a mass exodus. The analytics company said that only 253 validators have signed up to exit, and apart from this, there are also mechanisms in place to prevent a massive flood of ETH supply from being dumped into the markets at the same time. And one of the expected effects of the Chapella update is the onboarding of more institutional investors to Ethereum. Freddie Zwanger, ecosystem of Ethereum lead at Block Daemon, foresees that there are many more interests in ETH staking opportunities from the larger investors since there is a clear withdrawal option in place now. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on ETH? Let me know in the comments right down below. And as you can see, it just feels good to see Bitcoin at above $30,300. We already tapped $30,500, as I mentioned earlier, which is the new yearly high. And hopefully we can continue pumping during this live stream and during the live Q&A at the end. We can hit yet another yearly all-time high. If you'd like to see that happen, make some noise in the live chat. And now let's discuss the next breaking story of the day. FTX making a comeback. Why is FTT pumping up 70%, leading the pack of all the entire top 100 cryptocurrencies? Well, let's break this down, shall we? Crypto exchange FTX may be considering restarting in the future, according to the legal team behind the debtors. In an April 12th hearing in the United States Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware, lawyers with Sullivan and Cromwell representing FTX said the crypto firm had recovered roughly $7.3 billion in liquid assets. My question is, where did these assets come from? Who was hiding them? Let us know. A March filing from the debtors reported the four FTX company silos had roughly $4.8 billion in scheduled assets as of November 2022, with an investigation into the assets ongoing. And according to the legal team, FTX will also consider restarting its crypto exchange operations. You can't make this stuff up. Sometime in the second quarter of 2024, who in their right mind would ever suggest putting crypto on FTX after they scammed everyone, millions of investors, for over $10 billion? Craziness. Suggesting a reboot as early as April, FTX CEO Johnny Ray was reportedly mulling reviving the bankrupt exchange in a January interview. Now, do you think this is likely to happen or nothing more than FUD to try to pump their token? The price of the FTT token surged from $1.32 to $2.80 at roughly the same time that the lawyers made this announcement of the potential reboot of the exchange, an increase of more than 112%. The token price had largely stayed between $1 and $2 since the firm's bankruptcy filing and before the, you know, exchange went kaput. It was actually trading above $20. At the same hearing, the bankruptcy judge denied a motion that would have allowed the court to prioritize reimbursing former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried of his legal fees. He left the door open for SBF to present evidence to the court in the future regarding the motion. Frankly, I have zero evidence to establish cause here, said Judge John Dorsey. Mr. Bankman-Fried did not put out any evidence whatsoever as to the balancing of the equities here. What harm is it going to occur to him? I don't know what other insurance policies he has access to. I don't know what other assets he has access to privately and would allow him to cover those costs than to recover them later under this policy. Now, the bankruptcy court proceeding followed the debtors announced that a Swiss court had granted a petition allowing the sale of FTX Europe AG, the firm's European arm. FTX Europe AG, along with 103 other subsidiaries, was a part of the FTX Chapter 11 filing in the U.S. bankruptcy court in November of 2022. Now, I love Mac's response because I feel he's dead on. Regulators are pretending FTX has billions in assets and they want to relaunch the exchange. Keyword, pretending. Facts. Lots of American politicians have trapped FTT tokens and hope by hyping this lie they can exit some FTT tokens and recoup some of their losses. This is next level criminality, and I hope they're held accountable. So there you have it. And now another major breaking story, which I wasn't even anticipating, kind of came out of left field. But finally, Twitter partnership with eToro to offer cryptocurrency and stocks right on the crypto Twitter platform, which you got to love because you got to think about how many people actually use this platform on a day-to-day basis. So this is excellent for mass adoption and probably one of the many reasons why the entire crypto market is currently pumping. So let's break it down. Popular social media platform Twitter reportedly set to introduce a new feature that will allow users to platform trade cryptos as well as stocks. The new feature is being launched in partnership with the fintech firm eToro, as reported by CNBC. Twitter users will be able to browse market charts for a wider variety of financial instruments and purchase or sell crypto and other assets through eToro, including the king, BTC. The latest partnership between the social media platform and fintech firm will expand on Twitter's cash tags feature that currently allows users to view real-time trading data from TradingView. And here's what a eToro spokesperson had to share. Twitter has become a really important part of the retail investing community, and it's where a lot of people go to access financial news and acquire knowledge. We think cash tags can play a central role in this conversation as they are already gaining a lot of traction. That's what's up. The new financial feature can be accessed via a view on the eToro tab, which will take the users to eToro's trading platform. The fintech company founded in 2007 introduced crypto trading features and a crypto wallet back in 2019. The latest partnership would also be the first notable deal for the social media giant since Elon Musk took over as the CEO after acquiring the social media network for $44 billion late last year. Now, Yoni Asia, eToro's CEO, called the partnership a perfect match and believes the feature will help bring in a new audience to the platform. Asia noted the financial Twitter became quite a trend and was key to the retail trading boom during 2021. He added that cash tag searches have grown into the millions. And on the other hand, Musk, in a recent interview, said he wants Twitter to become the biggest financial institution in the world. Looks like it's that first step. Musk had earlier floated the idea of making Twitter a super app with the focus of building on an ecosystem that would offer users access to several online services all in one place. The concept of the super app is quite popular in China. I believe it's called WeChat, where such apps function as a gateway to everything a consumer needs in their daily life. So there you have it. Let me know if you're pretty stoked for that news for crypto. And now let's dive into the moment you've all been waiting for, a very bullish price prediction for the king crypto coming from investment guru Dan Tapiero. He's predicting a $300,000 to $500,000 Bitcoin price. Let's discuss it. Check this out. Here we go. Macro investor and fund manager Dan Tapiero is doubling down on his prediction Bitcoin will soar as high as $500,000 per coin. In a new interview with Scott Melker, Tapiero says that he named his crypto investment fund 10T, stands for 10 trillion, after his 2019 prediction that the total market cap for cryptos would increase 30x and reach a $10 trillion market cap. That's right. He says he still believes in his prediction and that Bitcoin's value will range between $300,000 and $500,000 per coin once the total market cap hits that $10 trillion target. Quoting Dan here, the view that I have held since the founding of the fund was that the value in the space, which in the middle of 2019 was $300 billion, was going to 30x and get to $10 trillion. That's why I called the first three funds. They were called 10T, which stood for $10 trillion. I so put my view of the growth in the space in the name of that fund. And so that was the 30X I was referring to. A $10 trillion value in the digital asset ecosystem, based on the way I'm looking at it, puts Bitcoin between $300,000 to $500,000, which has kind of been where I think it's going to end up. I thought that in 2019. I think that. Now, very powerful words. He now calls his prediction conservative and believes it'll increase even higher. Gotta love it. Quoting him again. And again, markets get to where they are going to get on their own program, on their own time and plan. I think that $10 trillion is probably a little too conservative right now. We're at $1.28 trillion today. And a year ago, we were at $3 trillion. I think we'll, in 10 years, we'll be over $10 trillion. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. And to watch this video he did entitled $100,000 Bitcoin, $10 trillion market cap, check the show notes below the video in the description. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.